Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel. We are starting Pei Beis Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Vav and Vilnitzer's Daf on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. So here we have our final Mishnah about Zayrek. The Mishnah says, "Has Zayrek a fellow threw an object from the Rosh Yachid to Rosh Hashanah, for example, Minizkar Achshet Etzim Yadi. That's proper Girsa. He remembered after it left his hand. He was Beshagig when he threw it, and after it was flying through the air before the Hanacha, he remembered this is something that's Usser. Or let's say Kol Ta'acher, someone else caught it. It didn't rest because of his Kayach. Somebody else grabbed it out of the air, or called a kelev, a dog caught it in its mouth, for example, ashenisfa, where it got burned up mid-air. Potter is potter in all these cases. In the last three situations, it's because he didn't do the hanacha was done by somebody else. In the first case, it's because he started out shagig, but he ended off mazid, which we're going to speak about in the Gemara in greater depth. Another example, zark las chabura, let's say he threw a rock in order to make a chabura. He wanted to cause a wound, bein ba'adam, bein behema, whether on a person or an animal, v'nisgat shaloi nas chabura, and then he remembered this is not allowed before chabura was made, potter is potter. And zark las, this is the rule, kol chayv chatois, anyone that would be chayv chatos for doing something asr on Shabbos, ain't chayavin, they're not chayv, ad shtei tchilason v'soifon shkaga, as be the beginning and the end of their act was in a state of shagig. However, tchilason shkaga v'soifon zadon, tchilason zadon v'soifon shkaga, if the beginning and the end were different, shagig and mezid, tura in their potter, ad shtei tchilason v'soifon shkaga, the beginning and the end has to be v'shagig. And that's what we focus on in the Gemara, kain masnisa v'hezid. This is what the Mishnah is saying in the beginning, that he was mezid. In other words, he threw up a shagig, and in mid-flight he realized this is asr, and he was mezid, meaning he intended for it to continue flying through the air. Therefore, that kira was b'shagig, the hanacha was b'mezid, and that's why he's going to be potter from a karbon. And it is not referring to the fact where he was an ines, and the moment he realized, oy vey, what did I do? I threw it. He regretted it and said, oh, I wish I could take it back. In such a case, he actually would be chayav a karbon. Because if you want to say that even in this case, that when he starts up a shagig and ends off ines, he'd be potter from a karbon. Well, Vakash, we have a question. Ilu yar chetz larg bayis nefesh. Let's say he shot an arrow in order to kill somebody, v'hisru bay, but they had warned him beforehand, and nonetheless he shot it, v'chazer bay. And then after he shot it, he was chayzer, he regretted it, and he says, you know what, I wish I never would have shot it. Shema Kloma, you think it's nothing? You think he's not going to be Chayav Misa? Of course he will be. We focus on the moment he started this action of shooting the arrow, and since he was bemazed, he did it against Hasra, he's going to be Chayav Misa. And therefore, we would have to conclude that our Mishnah is referring to the same thing as well, Vehizid, that he was mazed. He started out a Shagig, mid-flight he realized that he's not allowed to do this, but he was still mazed. He wanted the action to continue, and in that case, it'd be Pata from a Karbon. Now we discuss, what does that mean, Shagig? So Rabbi Yisrael Amar, he says, B'Shagig B'Loisase, B'Mazid B'Loisase. As that he's Shagig about the Loisase. He didn't know that he wasn't allowed to do this on Shabbos. And Mezid means he realized that he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And then he's Chayav a Karbon. Or Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, he says, B'shagig b'karis u'mezid b'karis. It could even be the Shagig regarding Karis, meaning he could know that this is a lav and that he's not allowed to do this thing. But he still couldn't be considered B'shagig if he didn't know that this comes along with the punishment of Karis. And then Rabbi Shimon Rechai teaches a Brais and Mesail Rabbi Shua, as a Rai for Rabbi Shua, the Pasuk says, as Hashem who Megadeh Fenichrasa, this person who does an Avera is being Megadeh Hashem and he should get Karis. And this is really following a Pasuk right before it says, so we see the Pasuk talks about Shagig, and then right afterwards says the word Kares. And so we see that even if a person is Shagig by Kares, that's considered Shagig. Now the Gemara just points something out interesting in regards to the Shita. Think about it for yourself. That's proper Girsa. Even if the person is Mazid regarding the Lav, he knows he's not allowed to do it, but he's Shagig, he just doesn't know that he's going to get Kares. That means that Masrin by Velaike Umevi Karbon. They could warn him, don't do this Lav, and if he does it, he'll get Malkus, but then he'll also have to bring a Karbon due to the fact that he was shagging in regards to the karis aspect, and that's a pretty big chiddush. However, we see a psalm like this, Rav says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, ha-mezid b'chelev, if someone's mezid in regards to eating chelev, he knows he's not allowed to eat these forbidden fats, v'shagig b'chatos, but he's shagging regarding the fact that he doesn't realize he would have to bring carbon chatos for doing this, masun by v'loiko, maybe carbon. If they warn him, and he eats chelev anyway, he's going to get malchus for being arvid the lav, but he would still have to bring a carbon in regards to the chatos. And now, once we mention eating chelev, the Gemara tells us, Tanu v'braisa, imis askin loy b'chalav and v'loy b'harayos, we can't have a p'tur of mis'asik when it comes to chelev or arayos. What's this p'tur of mis'asik? We continue. Hamasasik b'Shabes Potter b'Chalom b'Arayos Chayev. Somebody who's Masasik on Shabbos is Potter, but in regards to Chelev and Arayos, he's Chayev. Hey Chavida, asked the Gemara, how is this done? So let's say Omar, a fellow says, Harani Kaiter Chatzu Gargaras. I'm now going to be cutting half of a fig's worth of something off of the ground, and he's not going to be Chayev for that because it's half of a shear. V'Katzer Kigargaras, but he ends up accidentally cutting a full shear. Potter is Potter. That's called Masasik. He was involved in one thing which he would not be Chayev for, and he ended up doing something he's Chayev for. He's Potter. However, let's say the guy says, Harani Oichel I'm going to eat a half a kezayis of chelev, but achal kezayis and he ate a full kezayis. Chayev is chayev, and he can't potter himself from sasek. We'll explain why this is in a moment. Furthermore, if a guy says, "Harani mischame ba," I'm just going to warm myself next to her. This is referring to an erva. Ve'erabon he did hara, meaning he did chilas bia. Chayev is chayev over here as well. And here these cases have a patur misasek because he ended up having benefit. He had physical hana either by eating or by this relationship with the erva, and therefore he's chayev. Hadron lach parak hazayrik. Malzar finishing the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Just like we're going to finish this parak together. together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right on to the next parak, Habayna, somebody who builds, this is one of the Avos Melachos that we had mentioned, parak Kol Gadol, Kam Yivne VeHechayev. How much does he have to build to be Chayev? The answer is Habayna Kol Shehu. All he has to do is build a little bit, and he's already Chayev. Something similar, Hamasates, somebody who smooths out or chisels out a stone, making it ready for use. Pegim Lombez on top, Vamaka Patesh, one who strikes the final hammer blow, completing the action, whatever he's doing, maybe he's making a kli or he's making something else, and he does that final hammer blow with a matzad, or if he uses the iron mallet, if he's making a kli out of iron and he bangs on it, completing it, or hakudeach kol shehu, somebody who drills a hole into something and that hole is needed for putting something inside, chayiv, he's chayiv for this. And zal kol, this rule says Mishnah, kol oisem malacha machtem is kayamis b'shabes, chayiv, somebody who does a malacha and that malacha is makayim, it's gonna last and he doesn't need to do anything else to complete it. That is the final malacha, he's gonna be chayiv. Now, Rashi Gamliel, he tells us, afa maka b'kurnas ala sadon b'shas malacha, even if a person strikes with his hammer on the anvil while he's doing work, chayiv is going to be chayiv. Mibnei shu kimitakin malacha, it's because it's like he's mitakin malacha. This is what the ironsmiths used to do. They would have their hammer, their cornice, and they'd be smashing the piece of iron or metal in order to smooth it out or make something out of it. And every couple blows, they wouldn't hit the thing that they're working with. Rather, they would strike the anvil, which is basically a solid flat block of iron. This was just to train themselves to get themselves into good groove, make sure that they're doing a good strike, a good blow. And Rav Shimon Gamliel's chiddush is that even though the guy's not actually accomplishing any malacha with the thing that he's working with when he strikes the hammer on the anvil, still, since it's part of the malacha, he's chayv for it. And we continue discussing the Mishnah says, Habayna kam yivne vehechayv v'chulu, ask the Gemara, ma binyan ha'yav mishkan, what type of binyan was there in the mishkan? We know that all the malachas come from the mishkan, so what type of binyan was there? And we actually had this entire Gemara earlier in the 7th parak, shayu nice and krashim agabi adonim, they would take the beams of the mishkan and put them into the sockets. Ask the Gemara, v'loy l'shah ha'isa, wasn't it just temporary? The mishkan was set up and then it was dismantled to move on to the next place in the midbar. So he answers that no, mikivan shayu nice and ruchayin al pi adibur, since they only used to travel and encamp based off of Hashem's word, kamishul olam, it's like it's forever because they didn't know when Hashem would tell them to travel next. However, Amar Yisrael Bon, he counters this by saying, mikivan shivtichan gosh baruch hu shumachnis al aretz, since Hashem promised them that they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, kamishul olam, you want to say that it's like it's forever? It can't be considered forever. They knew that they were going to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we actually learn from the binyan of the Mishkan that even a temporary binyan is aser. And we also learn a bunch of other things. Hadamar this tells us, afilu min hatzad, even if one builds from the side, usual classic buildings when a person has bricks or stones and he puts one on top of other, slowly but surely building the wall from down up. But here we actually had boards that were placed side by side, kind of like sukkah boards. And even though that's an abnormal way of building, nonetheless, one would be chayiv for that. Furthermore, Hadamar this also tells us, afilu nasan agabi davar acher, even if he builds on top of something else, doesn't build on the karka, he's still chayiv for that because the krushim were placed into adonim. They weren't put on the karka. And also Hadamar this tells us, binyan agabi kelim binyan, that building on kelim is a binyan because adonim were kelim. However, the Gemara pushes this away by saying, adonim ke karkahin, that adonim were like karka because since they were hollow, the pegs of the krushim that were inserted into the adonim were actually touching the floor. We continue discussing this. Tani was taught in Braisa, Echad mevi so evan vechad mevi satit, hamevi satit chayiv. One guy brings the stone, the other guy brings the cement to cement it to the ground. So the guy who brought the cement is chayiv because according to his opinion, the Rabbanon, just stone without cement is nothing. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer, he argues and says shenei and chayiv and both them are chayiv because of Rabbi Yosi holds evan b'loy tet binyan. A stone even without cement is binyan. However, a kol moedim, everyone agrees sheim nasan satit chila, that if the cement guy came and put down the cement first, and then the stone guy came and put the stone on it, shu chayiv, that he's chayiv. And over here, the reason why the guy who put the stone down is chayiv is because there was already cement there. Another din, chayiv. If the builder placed a stone on top of the wall, even though he did so without cement, he's chayiv. Who's the chiddush in Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon? They were the ones that told us before that a stone without cement is nothing. Here, the chiddush is that even though it doesn't have cement, it's considered baina, because since it's at the top of the wall, it doesn't need cement. You only have to put cement if you're going to be putting something on top of it. Another day, Vahinda Aved Dapin, somebody strengthens the walls of his house by putting boards. Vahinda Aved Safyon, somebody makes thresholds for his house. Chayv Mishum Baina is chayv for Baina. Another day, Vahinda Nakar, somebody bores a hole, keepin into stone or cuffin into wood, amudin into pillars, or rachin mikateya, pispis mikateya, he cuts into stone or pillars. Kulin Chayv Mishum Masates, all these are chayv for Masates, also Baina. He's either chiseling or he's making a hole in it, which would be Baina. Now we're going to get into somewhat of a lengthy discussion regarding putting things together on Shabbos in somewhat of a temporary fashion. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav, Hamarkiv Mita Shel Gila, Chayv Mishum Baina. If a person puts together a bed, he's Chayv because of Baina. This is a bed which, as pieces were easily dismantled and put back together, it was basically like a travel bed. And even though they're not stuck together very strongly, still he's going to be Chayv for Baina because considered Derech Binyan, this is the normal way to put it together. However, Rabbi Zeir argues by saying, In El Kenoita Malbein, it's just like taking a brick, V'noisna Gabi Levin B'Shabbos, and placing it on other bricks on Shabbos, which one wouldn't be Chayv for because this is not solid. There's no cement. There's nothing holding them together. You're just placing one on top of another. And it's the same thing with this bed. There's nothing holding it together. There's no nails or screws. screws or pegs or anything, and it's meant to be dismantled easily, so actually one would not be chayv for this. Now, Rav Nuna, Hayri l'Reish Galusa l'Hatar Shulchan Shaprakim b'Shabbes, Rav Nuna paskin for Reish Galusa that it's mutter to put together this dismantable table on Shabbos. You have a bunch of pieces for this table, put it all together on Shabbos, no problem. However, Amar Chana, Rav Chana said, Bar Chiya hava ime. Bar Chiya was with him, and Shamar Rav Yehuda heard this, va'amar and said, Man to Hayri l'Reish, whoever paskin this for Reish Galusa, lo yalef l'Shimesh, that means he never learned anything, and he wasn't Mishamash Tamil Chachamim, because 100% usher to put it together on Shabbos. However, Amar Rav Shami says, Man to Hayri l'Reish, whoever paskin for the Reish Galusa, that it's mutter, Kram Shem Gamliel Hayri l'Reish, he paskin like Rav Shem Gamliel. Where do we see this? The Tanu of a Braisa, Levachim Shebesfinov Shebarisa, boards that are part of a ship or a crib, basically they're meant to be dismantled and put together for one thing or another, Vinaklite Amita, or poles of a bed. One is put at the head, the other's at the foot, and then a sheet is draped over them. It's basically like a canopy, Viregala Shulchan, and the leg of a table, Yadisak, and the handle of a knife. In all these cases, Shepirshu, that they fell off or they came out. Hareza Loyachser, they're not allowed to be put back in. However, Imhichser Hareza Pater, if he did put it back in, he's Pater because it's not strong and solid and stable. It's not long lasting, so it's only an Isser Drabonan, and that's why he's Pater if he does it. However, Vimtaka, if he puts it in really strongly and solidly, Hareza Chayiv, he's Chayiv because he did a lasting Malacha. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, he says, Imhayurafim, if all the connections of these things that we mentioned are very loose and they're wide and open and easy to put in and out, Noitul Machser, Lechat Chila, he's allowed to take it apart and put it back together, and that's no problem. So it must be this Psak for the Reish Galusa regarding this bed was said according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. How the Gemara paid down Alam Alpha on top as Tani, we have a Brisa that tells us regarding these very things that we just mentioned in this Brisa, and pay attention to the following Girsa changes. Kavuim, if the way the fellow connected it was Kavua with nails, he screwed it in, made it nice and tight. Chibro Tomo Ula Azoya, that's considered a connection for Toma and for Azoya. Namely, if part of it becomes Tame, the whole thing, even the thing attached to it, is Tame, because really considered attached, it's like all one thing, and Azoya as well. When it gets the Mechatas, the water that was mixed with ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled on it to become Tahar, if one part of it gets Azoya, the other part is Tahar because it's fully attached. However, Tekuim, if it's only connected like this, meaning it's fit in nice and tight, but it's not screwed or nailed in, then Chibro Tomo Eino Chibro Azoya, it's only considered connected in regards to Toma. Namely, if one part becomes Tame, the whole thing is Tame, but not in regards to Azoya, and that's because it's not really considered 100% connection. Therefore, we're Machmir in regards to Toma, but we're not Makel by Azoya. And Hanitalin Vanitanin, if it's simply taken out and put back in very easily, and it's not strong and solid and tight, Einon Chibro Loy the Toma of Loy Azoya, that's not considered a connection for Toma or for Azoya. And the question is, Vachatamar Hachin, over here you're saying this. We had just said, according to the Talakam of the previous Brysa, on the bottom of the previous Amud, that the Imtaka Hareza Chayiv. But here we have an our Brysa that being Takea them is just a Chibro Toma, but not for Azoya, meaning it's not really considered a Chibro. So you shouldn't be Chayiv for that on Shabbos. The Gemara answer is Taman over there, meaning the Brysa regarding Toma, Darkon Likbaya. The normal way to connect it is by screwing it together or by nailing it. That's the very best way to do it, and that's how they used to do it. Loy Kava, that's a proper Girsa. If they didn't screw it or nail it together, ain't on Chibro, it's not considered a Chibro. As we had said, we're only Machmir in regards to Toma, but it's not really considered a Chibro. From Hacha over here, meaning on Shabbos, Kiyosan Higmar Malachton, even simply being Tokea it, making it nice and tight, even though he didn't screw it or nail it together, still, since it's tight and solid, that's considered Gmar Malacha. He's not even for Baine, rather for Makibe Patish, because he's able to use this thing that he just put together, and that's why he's Chayiv in regards to Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Baine. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.